This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day Thursday amid warnings that Afghanistan's already weakened economy could crumble without massive international aid that sustained the toppled Western-backed government. Witnesses at a protest in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. August 19th is the day that Afghanistan typically celebrates its Independence Day, when it gained independence from British rule in 1919. The Taliban have sought to project moderation and say they want good relations with the international community, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers, and suppressing dissent. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price said he knows there are reports of people blocked from reaching the airport.
My understanding is that things are moving quite efficiently at the airport now. But every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
At the Pentagon, Press Secretary John Kirby said it is not a foregone conclusion that the United States will not be able to evacuate everyone it wants by the month's end.
I don't believe that we're in a position now to say that anything is a foregone conclusion with respect to who we are able to get out and at what numbers.
There is no accurate figure of the number of people, Americans, Afghans, or others, who are in need of evacuation, as the process is almost entirely self-selecting. This is VOA News. A Florida judge is allowing a lawsuit to go forward that challenges an order by the state's governor that blocks school districts from mandating mask wearing in schools. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A Leon County Circuit judge was asked to dismiss a lawsuit that challenges Governor Ron DeSantis's ban against mask mandates and other restrictions. The judge refused to dismiss the case, meaning a three-day hearing can begin next week. Five of the state school districts are defying the governor's order, mandating masks unless there's a medical reason against it. Earlier, Governor DeSantis spoke out against forcing masks on young children.
The facial expressions, their ability to breathe, all these things are affected. And to what end, I'm not sure, because there's not a lot of data.
In Palm Beach County, where parents were allowed to opt their children out of mask wearing, 734 students and 112 staffers had COVID infections after 1 week of classes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Amid a surge in coronavirus cases and as hospitals near capacity, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Thursday that her state is expanding its COVID-19 vaccine requirement to include all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers in K through 12 schools.
There are those who will disagree with the actions I'm taking today, but school is starting across the state. COVID-19 poses a threat to our kids, and our kids need to be protected, and they need to be in school.
For weeks, Oregon health officials have warned that COVID-19 cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant would fill hospitals by September if infection rates did not slow significantly. Now, a little more than halfway through the month of August, 94% of the state's hospital beds for adults and 93% of ICU beds are full. The first witness to testify in the sexual abuse trial of R&B singer R. Kelly returned to the stand Thursday in New York. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Gerhonda Pace cried as she read from her journal from the last time she was with R. Kelly in 2010. She wrote he cursed at her and slapped her three times, saying it would not be an open fist next time. She said Kelly sometimes demanded she wear pigtails and dress like a Girl Scout during their intimate encounters. On cross-examination, defense attorney Devereaux Canick confronted Pace with a signed settlement that said she had never revealed to Kelly she was a minor. She said it was in exchange for hush money. Kelly has denied doing anything wrong. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.